Hey everybody, welcome back to another half episode of Random Chatterings. I'm Arlo Rodriguez, and joining me today is...
It's Amber.
It's Amber again! Hey, look, yeah. It's Amber again!
Yeah.
And together, we are doing Month of Curb. We're going to talk about 5 episodes of Curb Enthusiasm during the month of November. Today we're talking about Season 2, Episode 7's The Doll, written by Larry David and directed by Robert B. Wyatt. In this episode, okay, so now, again, always got to provide context because it's a different season. So in season 2, Larry is trying to create a new show with a network. I think first it goes to NBC, then it goes to ABC, because Cheryl has been complaining to him about how he's just kind of like lying around the house, not doing anything.
Does he have bed sores?
I don't remember if he has bed sores, but I know there's like
probably not. Those are gross, though.
I didn't even know what that is. But anyway,
I saw them on a few heroin shows. They all get bed sores and in nursing homes.
What would be the reason for someone to have a bed sore?
Because you're in bed too much. You're inactive.
I don't think he has a bed sore.
It's like a gross, like... It's like a skin cleanliness thing.
I don't know if he has a bed sore. They never talk about it. But anyway...
I hope so.
Larry had a TV deal go down, not fail. So his relationship soured with Jason Alexander. So now he's trying to create a new series with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who worked with him on Seinfeld. And so he's pitching this show to ABC. So ABC, they tell him that they're screening. What is it? Like a miniseries?
What's Harriet the Beecher Stowe, the two parts. It's like right. The Titanic used to be on VHS.
Right. So they're doing this miniseries about Harriet Beecher Stowe. So they want Larry to be there, you know. And they keep mentioning throughout the episode that, you know,
as part of the family,
as part of the ABC family, which is
they're like juggalos.
It's really, I kind of get, like, you would kind of, like, want to build, like, a good relationship with the network so that they'll make your fucking show, but it's still a little bit...
That's what it's like applying for jobs.
Is it really?
That's all I talk about. Yeah, you have to, like, be very insincere, and they all talk about how this is the best place to work because we're all a family. And then their culture, and you have to pretend like you know why they're different than every other company, but they're all the same in your mind.
Yeah. So Larry kind of has to go to this miniseries that they're showing at this theater. So right before that happens, Larry is taking he's just drinking a lot of water. And Jeff notices it.
For
a health condition. What kind of health condition?
I don't know. I think he has to pass a kidney stone or something gross.
It might be something like that. So Larry just has to drink a lot of water. So then Larry takes the water bottle to this theater. And then there's this black woman who is at the entrance. Who's telling Larry that he can't bring the water bottle into the theater. And then Larry's saying, well, I'm not going to drink during it. I'm just bringing this. You can't bring this water bottle in here. And she's being very rude about it. And Larry just, like... I don't actually remember exactly what he says.
He goes down to the hallway, he finishes drinking it, and then he goes and sits down.
Right. And he... Then that's when he finds out that the woman is sitting, like, right in front of him, and she's not even an usher. She's not even... We also kind of wondered, is she an usher? And nope, she's not an usher. She's just someone who just wants to really strictly follow the rules of this theater. Wherever the fuck it is.
It was at the home of the NBC executive.
Their home has a theater in it?
ABC, not NBC. Yeah, it was a home screening.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where they're at this whole episode.
Oh. I didn't know. Oh, I didn't realize that. I don't know. Anyway.
The more you know.
That's NBC. Did ABC have their own The More You Know thing?
I don't think NBC is The More You Know.
It's definitely NBC.
I think that's like some other network.
No, it's definitely NBC.
Whatever.
All right. Larry finds out that the woman has been calling him out on like having the water bottle. And he finds out, you're not even an usher. Why are you telling me what to... Why are you telling me, like, why are you policing everybody around? It's like they both get really angry at each other. And like she calls him an asshole, and Larry just like, what the fuck is up with this woman? Like she's not, she doesn't even work here. She doesn't even work here, and she's telling me I can't bring the water bottle here.
That is a bitch right there, though. Who does that? Like it's just, that's not her business.
No, it's not. And like, what's gonna happen? I mean, yeah, maybe the rule is you shouldn't have water or you shouldn't have drinks in the theater. But it's like, she wasn't even telling anybody else not to do that. Now, I don't even know if anybody else was breaking the rules like Larry... Well, breaking the rules like Larry was. But just to be so insistent about it, like, being very rude about it. It's just like, who gives a shit? He's not gonna drink... I don't know. It's just... She's acting very unreasonably, but then Larry also kind of has to argue as well, like, defend his... perspective, like he always does in these episodes.
I mean, I kind of would want to, too. I would have been a little... I don't know. They're watching Harriet Beecher still. That's what they're doing.
After the screening, Larry goes to the bathroom because he's been drinking a lot of water. But it turns out the bathroom doesn't have a lock on it. And this scene, it's the way this scene is just filmed, the way that it's a fantastic scene. Just the music choice is great. The cuts, like, the cuts to the lock, the cuts to the toilet, the way that Larry has to try and, like, simultaneously block the door and then pee in the toilet. It's just a great little moment of physical comedy.
It's very, yeah, the music makes it very intense. But the thing about that is that it is really annoying when that happens. Like, when you go to a stall and the lock doesn't turn.
Yeah.
And then you have to pee with your legs straight out just so you can hold the door shut. Well, I mean, that's what you do if you're a girl, I guess. I guess if you were a guy, you would have to pee with one leg up from behind you.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so I'm sitting there straight across. My feet are at a 90-degree angle to keep this door shut. But then the stream kind of goes off a little bit, so it might, like, sprinkle on the seat a bit more. It's just not fun.
I didn't realize how... That is so... Because with the penis, you can just, like, direct it.
Yeah.
You don't have that advantage.
No, it's just wherever
it goes.
It's placed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so if my legs are up here, you know what I mean? I hate it.
Yeah.
They need to make sure locks work.
Yeah, it's funny though because like this is a person's house and it's not even that. Was it there like a hole where the lock was, or there's just no lock whatsoever?
It was broken.
Oh, the lock was
broken. So there was supposed to be a lock, but it wasn't working.
Okay. Okay. Well, Larry obviously said, no, I'm not having this. So he has to go to another room to...
He goes to the upstairs bathroom, which isn't supposed to be for guests, so he can use it up there.
Yeah, and I think the black woman also... Like, she doesn't point it out, but it's more like...
She's creeping
a little bit, just making sure Larry doesn't misbehave more than he already has been in her eyes. But Larry's in, like, someone else's bathroom, and he sees this little girl... Who's playing with a doll that she calls Judy, and it's like this cute little scene between these two, and then the little girl says, "Oh, I kind of want to see like if she has like a shorter hairstyle," and then so Larry cuts the hair of the doll, and actually it doesn't look that great. Like he probably could have paired off a little bit more of the hair on the back because it's like this one strand of hair looks a little ugly.
Whatever, I fucked up my doll's hair all the time.
But then, like, this little girl, she's so happy that Larry cut the hair of the doll. And then Larry goes back downstairs, and he's talking to Cheryl. And it's, like, not even a minute. How long is it? It's, like, 2 minutes?
It's just, like, right after, almost.
It's, like, right after.
After he comes downstairs.
And... The girl comes back and she's crying. Well, she's not crying, but she's like yelling, like, "Mommy, mommy, the doll looks ugly. It's ugly, mommy." And the mother starts like chiming, chewing out Larry. He's like, "Well, did you cut the hair of the Judy doll?" And then that's how I make a whole deal. Like, you know, this Judy doll has been in the family for generations. They don't make these dolls are out of order or something. They're really rare. It's like, it's ugly. And then the daughter just keeps saying, it's ugly, mommy. It's ugly. And then Larry says, I'll cut her hair even more. Like, I'll cut the hair. Like, he's being very, like, he's feels terrible about this. It's very clear he feels terrible about this.
The thing about this that gets to me is, why would he know that this is a super rare doll? And if I saw a kid and they're like, can you help me cut this doll's hair? I would be like, I would try to be nice and I would help it and I would have that moment. And the fact that that girl comes down yelling, that's some manipulative shit.
No, really.
And the fact that the mom doesn't, you know, I mean, you have to sometimes question adults over, you know, over your kids, but usually as a mom, you hold your kids accountable and you question them and you don't just automatically assume everything they say over an adult.
Right. Right.
So it's just that kind of level of white people parenting there.
There's also,
well, stereotypically.
There's also like some implications. It's not like, it's a bit subtle though, that the kid might be a little special. A little special?
Is there? I don't think that's...
No, because I think the mother does say she has a very vivid imagination.
Oh, she does say that.
Yeah, she does say that.
I don't know if that's about her being special or if that's just her being kind of like one of those weird
kids. You think that she's trying to excuse her daughter's kind of shitty behavior?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I mean, you would have to like have... I don't know. If the fact that you wouldn't know that the hair couldn't grow back, though...
That girl is too old for that.
Who knows?
And even if she isn't, who can? Why? Well, I have to explain everything to your daughter. That's your job. You're the parent.
So now Larry has to find a replacement doll. But actually, before we mention that, though, Cheryl goes to the bathroom that Larry was going to, the one without the lock. And so Larry's supposed to like watch over her, but I think then he gets chewed out by the. By the mother this whole time, so he can't be there for Cheryl.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Cheryl, somebody goes into the bathroom while Cheryl's inside, and Cheryl claims that he saw me like, in the most vulnerable
position
a woman could possibly be in. Which, what is that, actually? Or what could that be?
The most vulnerable position that a woman
could be in while going to the bathroom.
I don't know. Maybe she was on her Pinterest while she was using the restroom, looking at wedding gowns.
This was 2002. There wasn't a Pinterest back then.
I don't even know what Pinterest is. It's like a bookmark. It's like bookmarks except on your computer, except everyone can see them, right?
Something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, this Cheryl sees this one guy in this vulnerable position, and Cheryl feels so disgusted. It's like, I can't even look at the guy in the face anymore.
It was NBC president. ABC. I keep saying NBC.
It was ABC president?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. See, that's good. Good that you were taking notes. I didn't notice that. So apparently it's the ABC president who sees Cheryl's in the vulnerable position. And Cheryl kind of keeps insisting, I can't go to these events anymore because I can't look at the guy in the face anymore, especially after seeing that. But anyway, Larry...
It's because she's hairy, man. Maybe think that's what it is? She means.
Well, yeah.
She needs to shave.
Maybe. So now Larry, unfortunately, to get back in the good graces of the ABC family, he has to go find a replacement doll. And he talks to Jeff about it, and Jeff says, oh, I think we have one of those dolls in Sammy, who's Jeff's daughter. 8-year-old daughter? Like, she's pretty young. She's young.
She's pretty young. It doesn't matter.
Something like that.
They all look the same.
Well, actually, no. No, this is me. Never, you know what? Never mind. Jeff mentions that they have that exact same doll. But at this point in season 2, Jeff and Susie are actually divorced. So it's actually a really big deal that Jeff breaks... Well, it doesn't really break into, but kind of sneaks into Susie's place to go see Sammy, to go get the doll. So they go to Sammy's room and they try to find the doll, and they get into this really like really funny argument. It's like Jeff just pulls out a doll and he's like, that's Judy, and Larry says that's not Judy. Like, and it's like they get really angry with each other. It's like, she has the blue eyes. He has the blue eyes. It's like, that's what the fuck are you talking about? What blue eyes? And but Larry's reaction when he actually finds the Judy doll on like a on a little shelf above is pretty great, because he's just like, Judy! Like slaps, like he pumped, like hits his chest and he's like, Judy! Judy! And he's
he's like an ape for charges. A second.
He just charges
Judy!
Judy! It's kind of like Stella. Stella!
Yeah, we were just at Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Larry just kind of charges for the shelf, and he drops all these fucking dolls. This is great how Jeffrey has. It's like, oh my god! And they're trying to pick up these dolls. And, Susie's home. So, so Susie comes up. And what is she wearing, like a leopard print outfit? Like what
kind of, she's wearing something ridiculous.
She's wearing like some really ridiculous outfit, and she's it's so funny. I forgot to mention, oh god, I should have mentioned this way. This show's improvised. So Larry, he writes up the scenarios. I really should have mentioned this 2 episodes ago. I apologize. I really apologize. Larry writes up the scenarios, but then the actors just improvise everything that happens. So, of course, during the scene, they have to kind of bullshit a reason why would Larry be in the house. You can kind of, I think if you watch the show, you can kind of tell it's improvised. So Jeff is kind of claiming, oh my god, I've been worrying about this shelf. I knew the shelf was loose. And then Susie rightfully claims, and you brought Larry to fix the shelf? And it's like, I Larry claims, I know a lot about shelving. It's like Susie's calls him like Mr. California Closets over here all of a sudden.
Hey, I built a shelf.
You built a shelf?
Yeah, I had a circular saw and I cut the wood and I put the things up. I needed extra space in my kitchen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just so you know.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with the episode?
It's just bragging that about my carpentry skills.
But anyway, Larry has the very morbid idea of rather than just like taking the doll. Well, actually, I don't know. I guess they should have thought that something would go wrong if they just like take the doll's head off and then just leave it back there. Like that was just poor planning on their part. Then Larry does a pretty weird thing that he puts the doll's head in his pants, and so Larry, for whatever fucking reason, rather than not, like, why didn't he just put, the doll's head is small, well, okay, I don't, maybe there's, like, a lot of space in his pants, because why wouldn't he just put it in his pocket?
Why wouldn't he just put it in his jacket?
Like, I don't know. I guess for the sake of the episode, that's what works. But now, the doll's hair, I think he's allergic to the material, so now he's scratching his penis, because the doll's head is itchy.
Have you ever had an itchy penis?
Of course I have. What kind of question is that?
Like, from doll's heads?
No, not from doll's heads.
Okay.
So, they drive over to the ABC exec's house, I guess. Well, just call him. Is he the president, or is he just an exec?
I think he's just he's important.
Yeah, he's
a big deal.
He's a big deal. So, they go to his house, and they drop off the doll's head. And I think the mother's a little bit perplexed. It's just the head. And it's like, well, I'm sorry. I was only able to find the head. But that's Judy, right? With the full hair and everything. But now, unfortunately, it's a doll's head with Larry's sweat and with Larry. I don't know how to explain it.
You know what?
It.
That's what she gets. Like,
you think so?
Like, who gives a fuck? Doll collections are creepy. And, like, you're making this big deal about something that's your daughter's fault. Instead of, like, harassing him, tell your daughter to learn some manners and to take care of her shit herself.
That's still kind of gross, though. I didn't even wash it.
Or I guess it's even... since the kid has to play with it, it's kind of gross.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
You know what? That kid fucked up.
So she deserves Larry ball sweat. That's what she deserves.
I mean, how sweaty is his balls? They was only in there for a few minutes. How sweaty are your balls that they're just... It's just like instant sweat. It just like soaks it.
It's not... I mean, no, it's not that bad, but it's more like Larry residue. That's what it is. It's Larry residue. Larry presence. It's not really sweat.
I don't know.
Just...
I always stick my phone in my pants if I don't have pockets, and I just walk around with it while I'm in the house, and I just pull it out.
Okay.
Not like deep in there, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the difference.
Okay, maybe it wasn't touching his penis. Maybe it was outside.
No, it was definitely touching his penis.
Or...
No, it was definitely touching it.
Well, I mean, he could have probably done it without sticking it in his underwear.
Yeah, he probably couldn't. He probably shouldn't have done that, but he did. But anyway, he drops off the doll. And then it cuts to Sammy. Actually, it's actually a pretty well-framed shot. Just, like, Sammy... It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I can just imagine the director telling, like, all right, we gotta set up the shot with you, like, yelling at this doll that it's no longer has a head. It's a weirdly framed shot, but it's kind of, it works for what it needs to. And Sammy's just yelling, Mommy, Mommy, my head has no doll. No, Judy's head is missing or something like that.
Judy's decapitated.
No, that's what Susie says later.
Oh.
So then Jeff and Larry, they're driving back and they feel pretty smug and satisfied about, oh yeah, we took care of that. And Susie's waiting for them at Larry's house. And, oh man, this is one of the more famous scenes in Curb. Like, this, people, Susie asked me to play Susie. People go up to her, like, if they see her in public, they go up to her and say, can you please say fuck you to me? Or can you tell me to fuck off? Like, that's how strong Susie's presence on the show is, of this person who just yells at everybody. That people ask the actor to tell them to fuck off.
I've actually seen her stand up. I don't remember it very much.
She does stand up? Oh, she does do stand up. Wait, where did she do stand up?
I don't know. I just saw it somewhere.
Oh, shit. I should check that out.
I don't remember if it was good or not, though, because I think I watched it, like, a little drunk.
Did she have a special, or was it like a comedian's, like...
It was a special.
Oh, wow. I didn't know she had a special.
Yeah.
Wow. So Susie's waiting, and she has the glasses on, and it's like, she's really pissed off. Rightfully so. She's really pissed off. It's this great scene, like, Larry and Jeff are just kind of standing there, and Susie's saying, where's the head? Where's the head? My daughter's at home, hysterical that her doll has been decapitated.
Man, people just keep yelling about these dolls.
I know, but it's, like, so great because they don't, like Larry and Jeff, they don't react. Like, they just kind of, like, just stand there. And then, like,
they were caught, though. They were caught.
They were caught, red-handed. And Larry just has to randomly scratch his balls, and then Susie has to point out, like, stop scratching your balls and I don't know, listen to me or something like that. You know, I don't give a shit. Just go get the head. Go get the head, you four-eyed, you four-eyed fucking, you fat piece of shit. Get me the head! And so now Larry and Jeff have to drive back, and they have to, well, they don't get the head, but they get the doll that's already been cut.
Oh, yeah, because he had already dropped the doll off to this woman, so right. Now he has to go back and ask for short-haired Judy.
Yeah.
Which, she just is so, like, annoyed.
Yeah.
She opens the door, and she's like, oh, what now? Like, you can see the agony on her face, like, super first world problems, kind of. Oh, what now?
Oh, you're giving me so much trouble.
I need to do so. Oh, I have to see you again. I'm so mad about this doll. So, like, she's like, I'll go see. I don't remember.
All
like,
right, she has
what do you mean you don't remember? You were just there. You were just there. You don't remember? You just took the head off? Like, yeah. That was, like, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. probably something like that. We should mention that the mother is played by Rita Wilson, who is married to Tom Hanks, who we talked about in an episode of Random Channings fairly recently, I think.
Tom Hanks,
yep. Married to Tom Hanks.
Well, congratulations to them.
I think they've been married for 30 years.
Well, even more congratulations then.
32 years, something like that. Anyway, so Larry tells the woman, the mother, that he has to go to the bathroom. And Larry's kind of worried about, you know, the doll's hair touching him. Maybe he might have allergic reaction to it. So he checks his penis to see if there's, like, anything going on there. Oh, okay, that could be implied in different ways. To see if he's allergic reaction, whatever. The lock isn't working, even though they install the lock. And the black woman from earlier sees Larry in a compromising position. And then Larry kind of chews out the guy, saying, like, I thought you said that the lock was working or something like that. And then Larry leaves. And then the black woman tells the mother, you know what? Is she, like, a family friend? Like, why is she there?
Yeah, she's a fan. I think she's, maybe, like, good friends with her.
Something like that. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, I don't. That's just basic. Like, yeah, she's just, like, a good friend. But, like, they're both kind of bitchy. So they fit along with each other. Like... Like, the mom can't hold her kid accountable and starts getting exasperated by everything. Like, it's like she can't handle anything. She like, she can't even. That's her life.
She can't even.
And then the her friend is just always policing for her.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants some of that ABC money.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she's like a writer.
Maybe she's got some of that ABC money.
I really don't know. Never, it's never implied.
Maybe she just doesn't like to mind her business. Neither one. She doesn't like to mind her business.
I guess so.
I don't know, and I feel like if you were in the bathroom, you might just be itching your dick, even if you didn't have a doll in here.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm using the bathroom, and I expect no one's gonna walk in, if someone walks in, I'm doing something weird, it's like, well, yeah, I was by myself. So, I don't know who cares what I was doing.
Right, but either way, Larry leaves, they bring back the doll, they give it to Susie, but then the black woman has to point out to the mother that you cannot believe what I just saw. So she thinks, well, I don't know. Does she think that Larry was masturbating?
I think that's what she thinks.
Right. So now we cut back to Susie's house and they drop off the doll. And clearly it has the shorter hair, but they kind of try to convince Susie that it's shorter. No, it's always been shorter hair. Like, this is Judy. This is Judy. Well, not Judy. This is the doll.
Yeah.
And then Susie keeps telling, well, I why is it that I can't believe you guys? It's the doll. That's the doll.
Yeah, it's Judy.
And so she just kind of accepts it. And then, was it Larry that mentions if she's going to be at the part two of Harriet Beecher Stowe?
Yeah.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Stowe. You know that's a person in history.
I know. And I'm sorry. I got the name wrong.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
They ask Susie if she's going to be there. So now we cut later at night. They're at part two. Cheryl is telling Larry that I'm so ashamed I can't even look at the president. Is it the president of ABC? That's really funny. I cannot look him in the face anymore after what happened. And Cheryl's still pissed off about that Larry wasn't there, even though I think at some point Larry could have told her. Well, no, he doesn't. He had a chance to tell her, I think, later, but he just kind of says, like, in this funny voice, I fucked up. And Cheryl's like, you just think this is really funny. He's like, no, I've fucked up. So Larry, he really should have told her that I was getting chewed out by the mother for the doll. I couldn't check up on you. I'm sorry. Like, they didn't mention that. But so Cheryl's still pissed off at Larry about that. Right there at the premiere. And I think, it's like Larry, Jeff, and Cheryl. They notice that the little girl brings the doll, and it has shorter hair, but Susie's also there, and Susie notices that the doll has longer hair.
She just looks at the doll while the girl's walking around with it, and she just knows right away.
She just knows, and it has the music from the earlier scene, like this great, like...
She's like a dragon.
She really is. Like, she has this really, like, frightening look to her, just saying, I know what you did. Like, I know what you did. I know what you did. Like, she's, like, with her hands, like, mimicking, like, you snap the hair off. It's, like, just yelling at you, fat piece of shit. You disgusting fuck. I don't know what she says. And then Jeff kind of says, oh, she's just being crazy. So Larry has to go to the bathroom again. He goes to the men's bathroom and it looks horrible, I would assume. And he goes to Cheryl and he must have been... What was the line he said?
He was like, I need you to guard this to make sure no one comes in. Because it wasn't a single stall restroom.
That's right, yeah. Right, so Cheryl like...
Who has a multi-stall restroom in their house?
They're rich.
Still, know. That's kind of tacky, right?
I guess it is.
It's like some high school, public school. That's not what I would do. I would just have a lot of single stall restrooms.
I actually went to a single stall restroom. Well, no, it was more like a, you know, like in the tank. This is a building in our school. There's one bathroom that has a door in it that says like anyone of any.
Yeah.
Any gender can go in this. I actually went to that bathroom because both stalls were taken in the men's bathroom. And I was not going to be willing to go to the women's bathroom.
Well, I think and it says anyone can use it.
So. No, I mean, I was fine with it. I'm just mentioning that.
Well, that's a good story.
So anyway, Larry is in the women's bathroom and Cheryl's supposed to be guarding it. God, you really cut through me, don't you? You cut me to pieces. But somehow it doesn't hurt me as much as when my brother does it. Like, when my brother does it, I'm actually more offended. It's like, shut up. Fuck you. You're the worst. I don't know. Never mind. Larry.
You should leave that in there.
I am leaving that in there. Larry is in the women's bathroom. Cheryl's supposed to be guarding it. But as a bit of a comeuppance to Larry, she leaves. And she kind of has this, like, little look which before she leaves.
Yeah, you left me.
Yeah. So now I'm going to leave you in there. And this is, okay, this is something that did not make sense to me until the last viewing, like, until I saw it, like, last week. Because I could not figure out why did Larry put the water bottle back in his pants? And it was because you can't have water in the theater.
And he was gonna get chewed out by her friend.
And he would have been chewed out again by the black woman. And I never, ever, like, even the first time I saw this episode, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, Larry now has a water bottle in his pants. The little girl walks in and thanks Larry for, like, bringing back the doll. And hugs Larry. And then she has this really weird look on her face.
And just walks away.
Walks away and yells at, "Mommy, mommy, that bald man is here. And is there something hard in his pants?" And Larry, like,
that girl, I swear she's, like, evil.
Maybe.
Because she knows exactly what she was saying. She knows how she was wording that. And she knows that she was trapping him into cutting the hair so she could go and complain about it. I feel like she's, like, a sociopath.
Maybe she is. I have no idea.
Like, that is not... Like, you can just tell by her face. Like, she's taking some delight in that.
I think she's
She likes the delight.
Jesus Christ. I mean, there are jokes about Larry being the pedophile in other episodes, but we're not going to talk about those today. But anyway, the whole place is just like, oh my god, like this horrified moans and moans, but it's like...
She said he's in the woman's restroom, too.
Yeah, like, everybody's like horrified. Larry, I think he's never had...
He tries
to climb out the bathroom because they're going to lynch him if he stays there. And cut to black. So anyway, yeah, the doll. Great episode. Amber, what did you think?
I like that episode. Wow, that's so funny.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say more.
I think it's a great episode. I think I love pedophile jokes. I like sociopathic children. She's like Mary Bell, you know, that girl that killed that boy.
Which one?
Wait, I don't know, it's like a real serial little kid who killed this boy.
Really?
And then she went up to his mom and asked if he was sad.
Oh my god.
She was sad at the funeral.
This actually happened?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I don't know, I read a lot of serial killer books when I was young. I wasn't well adjusted.
I mean, I don't...
That's just what that girl reminds me of.
Okay. No, I think in terms of just how much more attention to detail there is to the cinematography, there's so many, like, this episode more, I think, than even Special Section, was so much more attentive. Like, every plot detail mattered in this episode. There was a fantastic payoff. Like, there's a lot of details that a lot more care in this episode.
Yeah, with the music and the timing.
Especially with the music, especially with the cinematography, which is weird to say for a TV comedy, but I think especially in this episode, it definitely applies. Like, like the extra level of work, like, you couldn't do this in a regular sitcom. Like, if you had, like, just, like...
Big Robbie D. Wadd.
He did a good job. I think...
Yeah. Is that his name, D? Is there a middle initial there?
Robert D. I don't... Maybe it's Dick Wide. That's just an immature joke. I think he did win a directing, like, he won a Directors Guild Award. But I don't... It was for a different episode, I think. But, yeah, just great. It's great. It's great stuff. Great stuff overall. Really fun. I give this episode 10 pedophile jokes out of 10.
A 10 what? 10 pedophile?
10 pedophile jokes out of 10. Oh, God. I've been drinking too much.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I have been. I feel like my face is actually warming up. Or maybe it's...
I feel like, yes.
Maybe it's a placebo. That's right. Yeah. It's a placebo. Thank you. that concludes part 3 of Month of Curb. Next week, we're going to be talking about Season 7's Denise Handicapped, which is a very, very interesting episode to discuss, especially when there's a helicopter right behind you.
Drone. Oh, wait. Drones are quiet.
Yeah, drones are quiet. This is a very loud helicopter.
Then why do they take helicopters in Vietnam?
Because that's the type of transportation they had there.
They're loud, though.
Yeah, but they're still, that's what they used.
They should have used drones that didn't exist yet.
I'm gonna start over if that's okay. Actually, fuck it. I'll just clue this shit in, whatever. Alright, we'll see you guys next week.
No drone attacks, though.
No drone attacks. We're not gonna allow that.
Well, I mean, we don't really control that. They're all over the world.
That's true. Anyway, Season 7, Disney's Handicapped. We're talking about it next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.